Welcome to the Game Blossom podcast, where I hit record and think out loud about all of the things that are circling around in my mind. Things that I've discovered listening to podcasts, audiobooks, reading, scrolling on Instagram, life, thoughts that come up. I typically make a note in my phone, and as I'm inspired, I hit record and think out loud with you. I'm so glad you're here. If you're into creative living, living intentionally, hopefully this will resonate with you. And as always, thank you for being here. Hello, my lovely. How are you? It's Monday. It's May 20th. And it's a long weekend here in Canada. We call it May Long. I don't even know what the exact holiday is. Forgive me. Anyhow, it's a long weekend here. I am at the studio, and this is me sharing what's been happening this last few weeks since my trifecta podcasts. I thought it was important to jump on and give a little update and share some thoughts. So, my trifecta, if you haven't been listening, was one, to make and post a film a day in May, 31 days, to do 13,000 steps a day, and to do Pilates every day. And up until May 9th, I was zipping right along. But on May 9th, I took Ben, our golden doodle, to the vet. And basically, long story short, she told me it's time to let him go. And he's 14, or he was 14, he's gone now. And he had a heart issue, and we've been living on beautiful borrowed time for 4 years. So we were told only a few months, and we had 4 beautiful years. So on that Monday, I kind of processed it, but carried on, and I was doing okay. But as the days grew closer to the date when we were going to take him to the vet, which was Tuesday, May 14th, I just couldn't keep going with my filmmaking. I kept walking, doing my Pilates, just for sanity's sake, but to make a film, to feel creative, it just wasn't happening. So I did post on Instagram, I'll try to link it below if I remember, why I wasn't going to be posting, and I had so many beautiful messages on that post. And I have to say, by writing that post, it opened up a lot of emotions that I was kind of pushing down. So it was really good. There's something so beautiful about writing, but also when you write and share to your community of people who loved Ben and everyone's so kind, it just opened up so much emotion. I would read the comments and be bawling, but also so grateful for people who get me and get the love of your pet. So it was so beautiful and kind. And if you left a comment, thank you. I don't know that I'll ever catch up to them all. So I did post that I was just going to put my film a day on pause. And I didn't expect to be on pause as long as I've been on pause. So I think the last post was on the Thursday, and then we let Benny go on the Tuesday. And I thought, you know, it'd be a few days, and I was wrong. So I am still feeling so devastated, so sad, so empty. And there's a French saying that my friend Jamie Jameson sent me, and I'm not even going to say it in French, but essentially it means you are missing from me. And, you know, when we say I miss you, I would say that you are missing from me is exactly what I'm feeling, like an emptiness, a hole in my heart. My gut just feels so swirly and anxious, and it feels so quiet. Even though Ben was literally the quietest dog, I think, there ever has been. I'm not kidding. The only thing he would do is bark to come in, or bark if someone came to the door, like one bark. He never whined ever. Actually, he did whine twice that I ever remember, and it was more like a yelp. And that was when he was hit by the truck, only like several months after we adopted him. And the scream, yelp that came out from him, it's unforgettable. And then I heard it again when we took him to the vet, which I'll explain in a moment. Those are the only times. And so bark to go out, or actually bark to come in, or a bark to basically say someone's here. The rest of the time, he was a very quiet, silent dog. Even if there's food, he would never whine. He would stare at you, but he would never whine. Oh my goodness, he was just the best dog ever. And I just feel like, without a doubt, we were meant for each other, to find each other. At first, he needed me, and ever since he came into my life, I've needed him. And the fact that he's gone, oh, it's just so hard. So I thought I would share a little bit about that experience for those who might have this experience ahead, or maybe you've experienced it. I don't know if it will help. Maybe I'm doing it selfishly for me, but I wanted to share a bit about that experience. But I also wanted to share why I'm recording this podcast today. And that is mainly because I feel like it's important to update you, because it's here on the podcast that I talked about the trifecta the most. So definitely I wanted to share where I'm at with that. But also because I heard this quote, and I'm going to share where I heard it in a bit here, but the quote was, pick a place and you start. And it was the answer to, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I can't. I don't know how to go on. And the reply from one person to the other was, you pick a place and you start. And I heard it. I put it in my phone. And this is me not knowing where to begin again. I have been simply in this limbo mode of sadness since Tuesday, May 14th, and before that too, because I just knew it was coming. And I'm here at the studio on this Monday thinking I need to pick a place and start, and that's what I'm doing. So maybe if you don't know where to begin because you've had something horrifying and sad, or you've lost someone, or maybe you're simply overwhelmed with life, or your list seems so long, you don't know what to do, pick a place and you start. And that could be just taking one foot and putting it in front of the other, or lacing up your shoes and walking out the door to see if you can go for a short walk. I don't know, whatever it might be, this podcast is me picking a place and starting and sharing it with you. Okay, so I wanted to share about the experience of taking Ben to be put to sleep and how the experience went down and what I would do differently in case this is in your future. And I have to say, maybe your vet will do a better job than mine at preparing you. And that would be a wonderful thing. So they told us what was going to happen, but there's just some things that I wish I thought of. Maybe I was just so foggy in my brain. I wish I took his bed that he laid in here at the studio, because it is like an incredibly comfortable bed, and it would be comforting to him to have that bed. Instead, there was a blanket on the floor, because he's a larger dog, so they don't put him up on a table. Blanket on the floor, and I was able to hold him, but I wish it was his bed. So there's that. So if they don't tell you, bring things with you that are comforting to your dog, then I'm telling you, bring things that are comforting. Now, some people have asked me if we got the vet to come to our home, and we didn't, and that's actually something I didn't want. And based on how horrible the experience was and how hard it was, I actually am glad I don't have the memory of it in our home. Maybe that's selfish. I will say, though, that Ben was not scared of the vet at all. he actually liked going to the vet. He'd get super excited at the vet, which was kind of a funny thing because most dogs I know don't like the vet. So it wasn't like he went there with his heels gripped in, not wanting to go in. I remember our beagle, Andy, like he hated the vet. So that was why I chose to take him versus having the vet come to our home. So if you're going to go to the vet, take something that is comforting to them, like their bed, for example, or a special blanket. Okay, so here's the thing. We went there, we go in this room, there's a blanket on the floor, and we were waiting for the vet to come in, and Ben's just walking around all wiggle-bummed and sniffing and wagging his tail. The vet came in and basically she said, okay, so I'm going to put this IV in to Benny and then we'll inject this drug that will essentially put him to sleep. It will be very fast. It will go first to his brain and then to his body. Okay. She told us all the things, but here's what I want to say that I wish went different. So the vet has the IV thing and the vet assistant's holding Ben to get the IV in. That's fine. He's not happy that he's kind of being like held firm, but not freaked out, just like, you know. And she's holding him really firmly. They put the IV in. And then the vet said, would you like to hold him? And of course, yes. So I'm on the blanket with Ben and I'm holding him and Bryce is right there, my son. Bryce was home from school, which was a gift that he was able to be with Ben a few days and then be with me during it and so on. So we're both like right there with Ben. And the IV's in and she said it would be fast, but here's the thing. Fast is not a good description of how fast it was. So they take the needle and they push the drug in, and not even fast. Literally, it was like instant, not fast. It was instant. I felt his head drop. Like I didn't even have enough time, even though we'd said our goodbyes and all of these things. I just wish I knew how quick it was. It was instant. His head just flopped. And then almost within, I don't know, it was so quick, I felt his body just stop, his breathing stop. So I'm sharing this simply to say that it's more than fast. At least with Ben, it was instant. And I just wish between when she put that IV in and when she pushed the drug in, that I had that one last moment to say one more, I love you. It's okay. I'll miss you. Rest well. That's a wish that I have. And I can't stop the clock and go back in time and change it, but I thought I could share it with you in case this is something that you have in your future. So the most devastating thing that I can't get out of my mind is she put the IV in and he did that yelp. The same yelp that he did when he was hit by the car. Only one, but I'm like, what was that yelp? Was he uncomfortable, physically hurt, or was he just crying out? Like, I'm having a really hard time just not hearing that yelp. Was he scared? All of the things that are going through my mind. I don't share this to make you sad or to sound morbid. I just feel like I wish I had heard from someone or researched something beforehand, like how to prepare better. I think I was so caught up in just the countdown of it coming and wanting to spend as much time as I possibly could with Ben that I just didn't even think about it. I had done it with our beagle, but I don't remember it being this hard. And so it'll be a week tomorrow since he's gone, and I know I need to carry on. And I have to some degree. I've gone for walks. I've done Pilates. I've come to the studio, but I've done very little. I'm trying, and I know it will come, but I'm also okay with feeling this feeling of sadness because he was an extraordinary part of my life, and I think it's worth sitting in the emotion of just grief and sadness and letting that experience happen and feeling all the feelings. The pick a place and you start quote is from The Craziest Place. It's from a show I was watching. I have this habit of finding something to basically get lost in when stressful things are happening, and there's not anything really that I can do, meaning essentially all that I was doing was just hanging out with Ben as much as I could. In fact, several nights I barely slept. I would just kind of be there with him. We were on the bed, and I would just be there so I could feel his beautiful furry self against my leg, and I needed something to stay awake, so I was watching this series called One Tree Hill. Now, do not judge me. It's a series from, I think, early 2000s. I remember when it was on years ago, I think I watched it. Most of it, I don't remember if I watched it all, but it's just a very drama, teen to adulthood drama, and it's kind of easy to get lost in. So I started watching it when I was laying with Ben, and I just kind of continued watching it after because I just needed to escape, like, from the pain, and I just had nothing else but the strength to just sit or lay and watch this silly show. And I mentioned that my son Bryce was home, and we'd kind of lay on the bed with Ben the few days before. So Ben would be on the bed, Bryce, me laying on the bed, Bryce would read, and I'd be watching One Tree Hill. It was kind of funny because Bryce would like keep getting distracted and watching the show, and then essentially we ended up watching this entire series over this last week, just binging it, and it was ridiculous, and we both knew it was ridiculous, but it was just something to escape to. Anyhow, on the show, I don't even remember who said it to who, which character, or what was happening, but I did put Pick a Place and You Start in my notes, and I thought that's what I'll need to do. I need to pick a place and start, and this podcast is me doing that and sharing this with you. It was the best dog for me, and I couldn't possibly have loved him more. He and I, we went through a lot together, and I'm just so grateful. I want to say, if you're going through something, if you've lost someone, whether they're your pet or humans, I think it's really important just to feel the feelings that you are feeling. And there's no chart for grief levels based on who you've lost. Just feel it. Process it as best you can through feeling it, and give yourself a little bit of time before you kind of make yourself carry on. Just give yourself a little bit of time. This is me being kind to me, like I would want to tell anyone who's experienced a loss, to be kind, to go gentle, to ask people for what you need. That's maybe a podcast for another day. And for now, thank you for listening, and for all of you that jumped into the trifecta, I hope you're still doing yours and that it's going well. And I'm looking forward to getting back into mine and continuing and sharing what comes from that as well. Have a beautiful rest of your day whenever you're listening to this, and thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon.